First of all, Mrs. Humphrey and I want to join with all of our fellow Americans in praying for the speedy and total recovery of Governor Wallace. He and his wife know, of course, of our great personal concern. I've expressed this privately to Mrs. Wallace. We, as a family, know how trying these moments are, and our heart goes out to their family, to all the members of the Wallace family. So now let me take a moment to congratulate Governor Wallace on his primary victories in Maryland and in Michigan. But it's my judgment that this election is dwarfed in importance by the fact of the tragic violence of yesterday. I believe that it is essential, however, that we not permit an isolated act of violence by one to distort the true picture of the American democratic process. Now, that process does require open debate, dialogue, and discussion in order for us to arrive at basic, responsible decision. Therefore, campaigns must continue, and the risks that are involved must be taken. Our nation is too strong. Americans are too resolute to allow violence to silence the fundamental right of any person to seek political office or to state his or her views without threat or violent reaction. Americans do differ, and we will differ in our political beliefs, but we must not let these differences tear us apart or set the scene for violent reaction. Violence of any sort, either by word or by deed, simply makes more difficult the healing of our spirit and the reconciliation among all Americans that we so desperately need. The violence that we see in war, as well as the violence at home, begets violence. And we pay a terrible price when violence enters our lives, whether it is violence in the streets, on the campus, in our neighborhoods, or as in this instance, by the use of arms. The answer, of course, to violence is responsible, mature leadership with compassion, with tolerance, and with understanding. And also in the building of a society in which justice is the hallmark. As I see it, what America needs is the spirit of fellowship and the guidance of leadership. And it's for that very reason that I seek the presidency, knowing of the trials and the difficulties that come with that search, and knowing of the possibilities of danger and risk which political campaigning and office holding carries with it.
Senator Humphrey, is it my understanding that you will continue your campaigning, you will not call a moratorium on campaigning?
Indeed, I will continue. I think that it's only right for us to go right on with our work. The selection of the nominee for a political party is important business for this republic, and we have important business ahead. I will be going to California on Thursday of this week, and I shall tomorrow go to New Jersey for an official meeting with the mayors, which is something that I've had booked for a long, long time before the campaign, and tomorrow evening for a meeting with the county chairman of the New Jersey Democratic Party.
Senator, many of your supporters have drawn attention to Senator.
Just a minute, let me, what was it?
Considering the predicted victories of Governor Wallace in Maryland and Michigan, what are your feelings on the sympathy vote? Do you think there was a sympathy vote?
I think it's very difficult for anyone to draw any conclusions on this election or on these elections. This particular election in Michigan and Maryland was held under the most unbelievable, tragic, and unusual circumstances. I think it would be beyond my power and surely beyond my sense of objectivity to be able to draw any conclusions out of numbers or results. I've congratulated the governor on his victory, and that's the way it is.
What do you think the results do to your campaign, sir?
Not a thing.
Not,
no, not one thing. I have said repeatedly that, first of all, I think that these results have to be weighed in light of the circumstances. Secondly, we know that the campaign that we must look to is in California, and we will set our course accordingly.
Senator, happening of yesterday in any way dampen the effort of your supporters in California to draw distinctions between your record and the record of Senator McGovern?
Well, I would hope not. I would surely hope that reasonable, honorable discussion amongst people in a free country is what we expect from political competitors, not political enemies, but political competitors. My goodness, the record and the difference of views is the very heart and the essence of the political dialogue and the political discussion. Free speech, however, is only guarded when there is respect for the other man's right to speak. And if there's anything that worries me in this land, it is when there are those who seek to intimidate others who seek to speak their mind. There needs to be a healthy respect for the right of people to be heard. Now, whether or not you're to be taken seriously after you've spoken is a matter of personal judgment. But this business of frenzied harangue and harassment and violent demonstration does not lend itself to the democratic process or to the cause of freedom.
Senator, is there any reason to suspect that campaigning in the future will be any less open than it has been in the past?
I seriously doubt it. By the very nature of our political life, it seems to me that we have to just face up to all the possibilities. I knew this long ago. Mrs. Humphrey and I last evening discussed our early political life. To have threats, to run risks, is a part of the life pattern of a man that is in controversy. It's just inevitable.
Senator, what went wrong in Michigan?
Pardon?
Well,
I think I've answered that question, and I don't believe that we ought to dwell on it. I think you know as well as I do that the circumstances surrounding this election today are the most unusual. There's never been anything quite like it in American history, and at least in recent years that I can recall, no presidential primary has been held within the shadow of a shooting of a candidate 24 hours before, or less than that, 18 hours before the election. I'm confident that that has its effect. What its effect is, I can't predict, but it surely has had an impact.
Senator, many of your supporters have drawn attention to Senator McGovern's positions on abortion, amnesty, and marijuana, and it's been said that your campaign in California may include picturing McGovern as a radical, especially on these issues. How actually do you differ from Senator McGovern with reference to his advocacy of amnesty, state jurisdiction on the question of abortion, and decriminalizing marijuana possession to a misdemeanor?
Well, we'll come to all of that, and of course we've answered it a dozen times. I'm opposed to general amnesty. That's number one. I'm opposed to legalization of marijuana. I'm opposed, wait a minute, now you ask me. I'm opposed to abortion on demand and a national law relating to abortion. Now, having said that, what Mr. McGovern's position is, that's his view. That's his right to state his view. I state my view. And we're going to do that on a number of issues. And on many things, we're going to agree. On most of the things, we will agree. But men of goodwill and men of conviction have different points of view. As a matter of fact, I think you'll find very few families in which there isn't an argument or two. So let's not expect an intellectual monolith, because we're not going to get it.
Senator, one more question. You and Senator McGovern failed completely to defuse the busing issue, either to talk around it or to discount it as an issue. Just what is the Democratic nominee, whoever he is, going to do to take the clout out of that issue, which seems to be so powerful?
I think that issue is parochial. I think it has regional interest and limited areas. Most people have learned to live with it long ago. The first thing that a man that seeks to be president does is to uphold the Constitution, and that means that he enforces the orders of the court. I think that men of goodwill and reason will be able to work out a sensible solution. This issue isn't one that will be settled overnight. You and I know that the problems of education and of disadvantage in this country are serious and will take time.
Thank you.
Yes, would you? You want to pursue it?
Well, I just meant as a political issue, when Hubert Humphrey gets his few votes in Michigan, the state in the Democratic Party there would seem to be an issue of overwhelming political danger to the Democratic Party.
Hubert Humphrey carried Michigan in 1968 against Richard Nixon and George Wallace. Let's not forget that.
Right.
Secondly, let's keep in mind that there was a Republican crossover in Michigan that never should be minimized. Nobody knows how much that is, and there is no way that we can measure that tonight. Thirdly, I think we ought to note the unusual circumstances of this election. I surely do not believe that I could draw any conclusions from the elections tonight except to congratulate Governor Wallace. I say when you win, you win. But I think that you and I know that from here on out, the big campaign will be in the state of California, in which we'll discuss every issue of vital nature to this country.
Senator, do you think the candidate who wins California is going to be the Democratic nominee?
I think he has a very good chance of being the nominee. I don't think anything is certain, but it surely gives him a leg up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Senator, you